The Lord bless and strengthen you, dear family. Jesus began, there will be a great awakening with the events to come, and people will be ready to listen. They will be ripe for truth and security. This is all part of the effort to cause chaos so that the man of sin can be revealed as everyone's savior. Order out of chaos, but first create chaos. It is truly a sick system that does more damage than Satan himself can do. He uses men in his scheming. It is true that there's not been enough prayer, and one reason for that is that the enemy has thrown a blanket of complacency over those who could make the difference. The day will dawn when everything the world has known and depended upon is changed. This will be when the enemy will make his move. He is counting on a very debilitated America, a very confused and lost population. They are hastening that day by manipulating the factors that will cause this. And I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, Heart Dwellers, but it's a very serious situation in Antarctica where huge masses of ice have melted from the ground up because of the heat coming from the surface of the earth and now are very precariously about to break off and fall into the ocean. That and a few other things that are going on that could raise the water level significantly is kind of on the horizon. And apparently, according to the Lord, the enemy has been messing with these things as well to make it come sooner. This will be when the enemy will make his move. He's counting on a very debilitated America, a very confused and lost population. They are hastening that day by manipulating the factors that will cause this. But prayers are holding it back, but not for much longer. You, my brides, are not the only ones who long for my coming again. I, too, long deeply, profoundly, with great anticipation, the day when we are united. But before that day, I must do as much as I can to bring in the lost souls, and I count on you very much to help with that effort. Pray without ceasing, if you can. Pray for the conversion of the lost before it's too late for them. And I'm reminded of a vision that Mother Elijah had, men meeting in a skyscraper, and when one minute he's pounding his fist on the table, kind of venting for whatever problem he's talking about. And the next second, the entire building is destroyed because this wave of water came and knocked it down. I mean, the man had no time to repent at all. It just was instantaneous. One minute he's in his own head, the next minute he's dead. So there's so many that are going to be affected that way that won't have time to repent. While the prayers offered have not been enough to stop the appointed events, they have made a substantial difference in the severity of them. Do not look to long prayers alone. You are missing opportunities for the little prayers that chip away at the great darkness. These prayers do much more than you can fathom. These intentions lifted up to the Father with heartfelt intention touch the deep generosity of his heart to make more and more provisions for mercy. They are valuable, like solid gold. And when you realize this and take it to heart, you will find yourselves praying constantly, being prompted by each time the Holy Spirit touches you with the thought of the disasters that are yet to come and who will be caught in them. Do this, all my brides, and your prayers will be greatly multiplied. A simple cry of anguish directed to the Father moves his heart to forestall or lessen the severity of an event. You are all in the waiting room right now. Make the best use of the time left to you. Make a resolution to devote more time to prayer. I did that last night. I cannot impart to you and equip you with the many graces I have for you unless you are attentive and praying, waiting on me, lingering with me. It is a good practice to ask yourself, where's Jesus right now? Then make the effort to find me and see the expression on my face. This is easier than you think. With the Holy Spirit's help, it can be almost instantaneous. When you connect with me, your whole moment becomes God-centered, and what follows will most likely be an attitude to stay in my holy will. Connect also with my Holy Mother, who is constantly brooding over you, praying for you, and looking after your spiritual bent to keep you on the right track. This mindfulness will cause you to draw closer to me all the time. Her influence is gentle, yet persistent, as she steers you away from what is evil into my direction for your day. Yeah, for me, it's distraction. And I know the enemy has a great deal to do with it. And my own physical body has a little to do with it too. But the Lord wants to help us overcome that, you know, the tendency to get distracted, to go off track, to get up, do something that's not timely, and to lose what you had when you get up. Okay. When confusion comes, do not delay. Pray against it. For this is a major weapon that is being used on all of you. Claire, they are hell-bent on stopping you and every message that comes out of this community. You, therefore, must be more than resolute against them. Believe it or not, it is possible to exhaust the devils to the point where they will back down from their assignments. Still, Satan sees what they are doing and punishes them. It is a constant battle with them, and if one tactic doesn't work, they try another, and another, and another, until they get results. You have now learned many of their tactics, so be on the alert to counter them. I know you, my brides, are very tired from the battle, but I promise you that you are on the home stretch, and it will not be much longer for you. But until then, I really need all of you in the battle without a thought of slacking off or quitting. Draw strength from my endless love for you, especially in worship. Ask and you shall receive. I love you. Continue in your endurance. You are a force to be reckoned with, or they would not bother with you.